Hello, in today's episode of Swalanyeti, we revisit a sensitive topic in tenancy law that was discussed by our layman Gashau Patrick and our lawyer Harry Karanja. Enjoy the listen.
Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashau Patrick, the layman, and this is Swalanyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions. Bwana Wakili, I passed by your office on the way to the studio and I saw a cake. What's up?
Oh, yes. Today is the birthday of Lea Kigwatha. So happy birthday, Lea, if you're listening in.
Oh, happy birthday, Lea. Happy 16th birthday.
We will be celebrating today as well with a question. So let's hear it.
The question, as we had said last episode, was from a landlord. And this is it. He says, Bwana Wakili, Musau is my name. And I am a very frustrated man. My wife and I worked very hard for many years, saving and denying ourselves. Eventually, we managed to construct 50 one-roomed houses in Kangudo, whose rent we depend on to support our children and grandchildren. Because I don't like trouble, I vet my tenants very carefully. But in the last few months, none are paying anything, not even a penny. Everyone is crying. Corona. I see other landlords locking the houses with a padlock. And then the tenants pay. I want to follow the law. So I am asking you, can I lock their houses?
All right, Gashau. So if I understand correctly, Bwana Musau is a property owner and he has one-roomed houses in Kangundo. And he has been facing trouble from his tenants who have not been paying. And he wants to know whether he can lock the houses to force them to pay.
Correct. And I must let you know, Akili, in social media, people make fun a lot about tenants who delay rent. That's how you should live. Otherwise, if you pay rent on time, you should build your own house. But I might be unpopular for saying this, but the only way to deal with tenants is to lock their houses. Since the property is owned by the landlord, I don't see any problem. Just lock the house. It's your house. Lock it, Musau.
Okay, Gashau. I don't think we should be using social media to give legal advice. But what I understand here is that Musau needs to know whether locking the house is a remedy which is actually available to landlords. If we're to answer that, something else has come up that we need to address. And it's whether these tenants are what we call controlled tenants.
What are controlled tenants, Wakili?
Controlled tenants or controlled tenancies are tenancies for people who stay in dwelling houses whose rent is less than 2,500 shillings a month.
And dwelling houses?
Yes, dwelling houses means residential property whose rent is less than 2,500 shillings a month. And if they are controlled tenancies, then there are certain procedures that apply before the landlord can evict them,
okay.
Essentially.
And what if these are shops, say, that they are not residential? Can you lock them?
Before I answer if you can lock them, if they are shops, I would have to say that they would fall under a different law. A different law applies to shops as opposed to dwelling houses. But still, the issue of locking them, I would hesitate to talk about it as a remedy for control tenancies.
But are you saying that locking is illegal? I thought locking is legal. These are his houses.
So as I said, a control tenancy is governed by a certain law. And it means that before you take any action as a landlord where you have protected tenants are those tenants in controlled tenancies, you have to follow the procedures. And if someone is not paying you rent, it is possible to eject this person from your property. But before you eject them, you must go to the tribunal, the rent restriction tribunal. You have to apply through them and they would give you the leave through which now you can eject these tenants. And the thing is, if you start taking some actions like locking their houses or, you know, trying to eject them without following the procedure, you might find that you are in breach of the law. And when you're in breach of the law, what will happen is that the tenant can go to the tribunal and get you to compensate him for your unlawful actions.
Are you trying to say that the landlord would have to pay the tenant?
Yes, it's a reversal, but that's exactly what would happen in a controlled tenancy where you do not follow the law.
Okay, Wakili, tell me then, at least if you cannot eject them, you can sell some of their household goods to recover your rent.
So this remedy is what is called distress. And similarly to ejecting a tenant, distress requires that the rent restriction tribunal gives the okay. And here, Gashaw, I want us to be very clear, because we have listeners who might be taking very detailed notes. So let's be very clear. We are talking about controlled tenancies.
Mm-hmm.
In other tenancies which are not controlled, the landlord can distress without going to the tribunal.
Okay, viewers, we'll get to distress.
But in this case, because we're talking about going into someone's house, picking their household goods to try and recover rent, which is what distress is.
Mm.
But we've said in a controlled tenancy, before you can carry out this distress, you need to go to the tribunal. They need to give you the okay before you can do that.
And are you telling me there's no easier way of removing them?
There is an easier way, which is to simply give them a notice that they need to move out. Of course, the notice does need to state the grounds and it needs to comply with all the other requirements of a controlled tenancy.
But from what I understand, man, just don't charge rent less than 2,500.
But you know, there are people who are depending on properties which their rent is less than 2,500. But okay, listen, if you are a landlord, it's a first step. It's a first step to try and avoid the pitfalls of controlled tenancies. But there are cases before the rent restriction tribunal for rent properties whose rent is even more than 2,500 shillings. So it's not a foolproof plan.
So you're saying that there are houses that have controlled tenancies, yet they pay more than 2,500 a month?
I'm not saying they are controlled tenancies. I'm saying that the cases have been taken to the rent restriction tribunal.
Okay, good clarification, Wakili.
So the thing which is important is to ensure that if you're as a landlord, you can try and avoid these controlled tenancies, yes, but also have a lease which is well-written, well-executed, and of course, keep looking for the best tenants.
Okay, Musao, you had it. Locking out your tenants to force them to pay rent may seem to work, but remember, it also exposes you to the fact that you might have to pay them compensation. Thank you for listening to this episode of Swala Nyeti. Wakili, you have tried today. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Good day to you.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.